Today we remember St. Mary Magdalene de Pazzi. She was born into a very noble family of Florence in 1566. And you know, the normal course of children in those times would have been to be married and enjoy the wealth of the family and enjoy a very comfortable life. But she chose to follow her own path. Even as a young girl, she was drawn to penance for sinners. She even made herself a crown of thorns one day and wore it for the entire night. She made her first communion at the age of 10, which was early during those days. And at the age of 12, she made a vow of virginity. And her father didn't know this because he was planning on giving her away in marriage, but she persuaded him to allow her to enter the Carmelites because they had they were able to receive communion every day, which was not the practice years ago. And from that time on, she was a holocaust given to her spouse for the salvation of souls. He became man to save sinners, to redeem us. So she wanted to give him as many souls as possible. And for her motto, she took to suffer and not to die. You know, in these days, people don't want to suffer. They even have assisted suicide in some countries, and you might remember Dr. Kevorkian, he was pushing for that here in this country. People want to end their suffering. They want to die rather than suffer. But by our Lord's suffering on the cross, he raised the dignity of suffering to something valuable, something redemptive, that our suffering doesn't have to be for naught. Bishop Sheen used to lament every time he passed a hospital because of all the wasted suffering. Well, some people will offer it up. They will accept their sufferings in atonement for their sins and the sins of others and suffer in union with Christ. Other people will become bitter. They'll stop praying, they'll stop going to Mass, they'll get angry at God. But we have St. Mary Magdalene de Pazzi as an example for us to follow. You know, there are so many people see no purpose in suffering. But St. Mary Magdalene discovered this saving grace. You know, we wouldn't think of suffering as a gift or a grace. But it is. We suffer in this life as a result of sin. We know God didn't plan sin, that He created everything good. There was no suffering. There was no pain that came along after the fall of Adam. But now that it's here, suffering in this life can shorten our purgatory. It can redeem souls. You know, Our Lady of Fatima said many souls go to hell simply because they have no one to pray for them and to do penance, to suffer, to sacrifice. So let us pray to St. Mary Magdalene de Pazzi today that if we cannot suffer of our own accord by heroic voluntary sacrifice and penance, we can at least accept the trials, the crosses, and the sufferings of our everyday lives.